This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The death of Eric Garner, violence at Rikers Island, the controversy swirling around the practice of broken windows policing. These stories have dominated headlines in the last few weeks and highlight the often troubled relationship between law enforcement officers and the people they're sworn to protect, especially Black and Latino New Yorkers. Mayor de Blasio and Police Commissioner Bill Bratton say they want to reset the relationship and expand community policing, but is that even possible? Here to discuss this is Chris Stone, president of the Open Society Foundations. He's an international expert on criminal justice reform. Before that, he founded the Neighborhood Defender Service in Harlem, and he served as a founding director of the New York State Capitol Defender Office. Welcome to WNYC, Chris.
Thanks, Amy.
The link that connects these stories is race, that our law enforcement and criminal justice system appear to routinely violate the rights of Blacks and Latinos. Do you agree with that premise?
Well, policing in the United States has always had a disproportionate effect, a disproportionate focus on African Americans and on migrants to the country. And that's been one of the plagues of policing, and police leaders and mayors and communities across the country have always had to deal with that. We've gotten better at it, I think, over time, but we clearly have a long way to go.
Mayor de Blasio entered office vowing to change the dynamic between the NYPD and the Black and Latino community. What's missing from his efforts?
He's made a very good start, but I think there are lots of opportunities to do more. Judge Scheinland, the federal judge who ruled on the stop and frisk case in the last administration, had recommended a conciliation process, a community conciliation process. Didn't just recommended it, ordered it. There's probably nothing to stop the mayor from implementing some of those recommendations voluntarily and doing some of the conciliation work that the judge had ordered.
Really? You think that that is a key piece, getting police to sit down with members of the community and talk it out?
I think there's lots of things you can do that will help. Police leaders across the country face a choice. They can continue to rely on technological gadgets and brute force, from tasers to chokeholds, or focus more heavily on strengthening relationships with the people you're policing. And it's hard to do that relationship work. But there are really great examples. And when he was in L.A., Bill Bratton was a leader on a lot of these ideas, and their police leaders across the country were taking them up.
Police Commissioner Bratton was on CBS this morning defending quality of life policing. He said arrests for minor offenses prevents more serious criminal behavior. Does the city risk seeing a spike in crime if the NYPD backs off of this broken window strategy?
You know, I think the real strategy that the city has pioneered and that Commissioner Bratton was a champion of in the 90s, it wasn't a one-size-fits-all. It wasn't one rule for the whole city. It was a precinct-by-precinct, community-by-community analysis of what the problems were. And Commissioner Bratton freed police commanders to develop solutions in their neighborhoods that would solve those problems. And we need to get back to that notion. I think Commissioner Bratton is trying to do that.
Mayor de Blasio and Police Commissioner Bill Bratton are calling for more training for police officers. The Reverend Al Sharpton is calling for more accountability. Who's right?
Police change requires accountability. Reverend Sharpton's right, and it requires training, as the mayor and the commissioner are talking about. But what really matters in policing is supervision. Training that's just about training is just PR, and everybody in policing knows it. And accountability is nice for a show, but it doesn't change what police are doing every day. What matters is supervision, day-to-day, hour-to-hour supervision and policing.
In the case of Rikers Island, Mayor de Blasio has expressed concern over the high number of mentally ill inmates and the spike in the number of attacks those inmates are committing against jail staff. On the other side, the federal study finding guards routinely violate minority teens' rights with excessive beatings and solitary confinement. What are best practices in terms of constitutional policing inside a violent place like a jail?
Well, you know, jails don't have to be violent. Safe jails are a product of good management, of good leadership, and of a culture inside an institution that's respectful and where people follow the rules. I'm hoping that we see the union and the management working together to turn the situation around. But it absolutely can be done.
Chris Stone is president of the Open Society Foundations, which works to increase transparency and accountability in democracies worldwide. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.